This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. I obviously am not Chad Hartman, and you're looking at me on TV. I'm much better looking, of course, than Chad Hartman, and that goes without saying. But we do have the normals, and that would include Purple Insider's Matthew Collar for our Purple Friday. Purple Insider Matthew Collar's appearance brought to us, as always, by Farmers Kitchen and Bar, owned by the family farmers of Minnesota Farmers Union. Matthew, how are you today?
I am good. Football never takes a holiday, my friend.
Never takes a holiday, even though we could have taken a holiday from the Bears and the Lions. If you needed any reminder that this is a two-horse race in the NFC Central, that was one ugly football game yesterday.
The NFC North, the NFC Central has been gone since 97?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Buccaneers, how the Buccaneers right. How are they looking?
Remember how those divisions used to make total sense where the Falcons would be in the NFC West or something?
That's right. Yeah, I never figured that out. Thank you for correcting me on that. But that was a horrible football. What was the deal? So we've got a report that Matt Nagy is going to be fired, but that doesn't happen. Now, the reporter who reported that saying, I've got bad information. As someone who is, gets their sources on the inside, hopes to have good sources, solid sources with an NFL football team. Your take on that story and how it's kind of unfolded.
Yeah, I mean, for one, there's obviously smoke where there's fire here when it comes to Matt Nagy, because they have underachieved seriously this year. I mean, they bring in Justin Fields, and you knew there would be some sort of transition, but I think the Chicago Bears still had very high expectations for the season. Maybe not to compete with the Packers for the division, but to be where they have been over the last few years under Nagy, which is in the playoff race, and then feeling like, okay, they should be going forward here. And Matt Nagy wanted to play Andy Dalton, and ownership wanted to play Justin Fields. So there's this headbutting when it comes to that as well. And naturally, there's going to be talk of changing coaches anytime you've already drafted a quarterback, you're not having success, you're losing football games, and especially when the outside world is watching these games and going, what is this offense you've got Justin Fields in? It's not playing really to his strengths. And I agree with that assessment. So clearly he's under the gun this season, and I would be surprised if he's here after this year. But that ownership has never fired a coach in the middle of the season. So it really would have been surprising if they had waited until he was done eating his Thanksgiving turkey and then just gassed him no matter what. Although things change sometimes with these. I mean, the Vikings, for them, Mike Zimmer was under a ton of pressure in 2019 when they went down to New Orleans for that playoff game. And after they won, then everybody got contract extensions, including Cousins and Zimmer and Spielman. And so it's possible that if they had lost to the Lions, they're the Lions' first win of the season, it would be a huge embarrassment. Everybody would be making fun of them. I think it's probably possible. But when you report something like that, you have to be really sure that it's going to happen. It can't, when it's someone's job on the line, it can't be a guess. It can't be one source. It's got to be, this is actually about to happen, or you're going to end up looking foolish if it doesn't, or if things change, which here we are, they did.
A tense week for the Vikings off the field, and the sad news about Everson Griffin, troubling news. Thank God it turned out the way it did, and that Everson is getting the help he needs. But it was clearly on the minds of Coach Zimmer, all the other players who talked about it. and Rick Spielman. I mean, you could see the emotion when Rick Spielman was talking about it and the fact that he was at Everson's house that whole time. Talk about what kind of impact you think those events are going to have on the team on Sunday.
Yeah, there are certain circumstances where next man up is totally fine. Somebody tears an ACL. Well, you know, that happens. We'll get another running back to go in there and there's nothing we can do and the guy will be fine. This is not a scenario where everyone was sure throughout that day that Everson Griffin was going to be safe. In fact, when we had talked to Mike Zimmer in the morning, he didn't know and couldn't say. And it wasn't until later in the afternoon when the team finally said that Everson Griffin came out and went with the authorities and now is getting help. But to have something ongoing like that while you're practicing, while you're trying to focus, and also, you know, look, if that was any player on the team, I think everyone's shaken up. This is Everson Griffin, sure, though. This is a heart and soul type of Ring of Honor level player who matters to so many people there in the building. And being that they've gone through this with him before in 2018, I think there was a lot of very serious concern. And when you see that video, I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime somebody's got a gun in their hand and it seems like they're not of sound mind, I mean, it's a very, very scary situation. So the fact that it resolved itself with him now getting help probably is a massive weight off of people's shoulders. But that's a really important day that was spent with a ton of tension. And then now that Everson is safe and is getting help, I think we can say it's a huge loss on the football field, right? I mean, this is a guy who is pretty much having the weight of the pass rush on his shoulders. And now with Dalvin Tomlinson on the COVID list, you're talking about going to San Francisco, playing a really stout offensive line in San Francisco with four backups on your defensive line, because Danielle Hunter is out, Michael Pierce is out, and now the other two starters, Tomlinson and Everson Griffin. And this leaves a big hole, not only from the perspective of here's a guy who could rush the passer and had played really well this year, but also from this is a guy when he was not here, it was a different kind of energy last year. He has always brought that extra kind of juice to their defense, and that will be greatly missed.
Yeah, you know, when they brought him back, you know, you wonder, okay, is this a situation where he's a beloved guy, you know, he's at the kind of the twilight of his career, let's bring him back into the fold. But you mentioned it, he's had a really good year, and, you know, with Hunter out, that it sure seems like there's a lot of holes on that defensive front.
No, there most certainly is. And so now they have to turn to younger players. And also Sheldon Richardson has to change positions. I mean, last week he got a little bit of work at defensive end and actually did a pretty good job, maybe had his best game of the year. But Sheldon Richardson is a defensive tackle for most of his career. And now it's, okay, go play a totally different position because you're basically our only guy with any experience that can do it. And then you have DJ Wonnum, who at no point in his career over 2 years has really shown any flash of being a consistent pass rusher. Patrick Jones, who they drafted in the third round and weren't comfortable playing until just a couple weeks ago when Danielle Hunter got hurt. Kenny Willekes maybe coming back here to be able to play. He was on the COVID list. I mean, this is like MASH unit kind of stuff. It actually looks a lot like last year, where eventually this thing kind of broke. And this is what you would worry about if you're Mike Zimmer, that if you can't pressure the passer, I know that Jimmy Garoppolo is not exactly Drew Brees in his prime, but he's certainly good enough to throw the ball all over the place if you can't get after him. So now Mike Zimmer has to manufacture pressure. Well, what happened against Green Bay was they tried to manufacture pressure. Once those blitzes were picked up, then it was just big play after big play. And that's what you worry about with the 49ers. Also, San Francisco is a great running team and a great power running team. So they will play smash mouth football. There's very few teams who do this effectively anymore, but they're one of them. It's kind of the wrong opponent to face when you're missing some guys on the defensive line.
Talking to Matthew Collar from Purple Insider, previewing the Vikings and the 49ers. When you think of Kirk Cousins, the phrases freewheeling and throw caution to the wind don't really come to mind. But the discussion this week with Kirk Cousins and how he's been playing as of late and taking chances that maybe Kirk Cousins wouldn't normally take. Is that going to stick? Are we going to see Kirk Cousins saying, you know what, I don't care what I have to do. Let's get the ball to Justin Jefferson. Let's make passes that I might not normally make. Will we see that continue?
Yeah, it's very clear that Mike Zimmer and Clint Kubiak are putting this on the shoulders of Kirk Cousins to carry their offense, because one of the sort of not talked about so much stories of this year, because there's been so much else going on, is their running game has just not been as effective. In previous years, they were one of the better teams at creating chunk plays over and over again on a consistent basis. And there were whole games that were just dominated by Dalvin Cook. Yep. We have not seen that so far this year. And so I think Mike Zimmer understands that the defense is significantly weakened. The running game is not what it has been, but no one can stop Justin Jefferson. And he is pressing Kirk as much as possible. Throw the ball to that man whenever anything goes wrong, in the same way that Mike Zimmer was actually upset about a few years ago, Case Keenum doing that, when Keenum would just throw the ball up to Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. But at that point, they had the number one defense in the NFL. So things change, and Zimmer is changing his approach here to push Kirk Cousins to throw down the field. Now, the interesting part to me is that Cousins continues to basically deny that this is a thing that's happening, that he's being pushed to do this. And he keeps saying, yeah, I'm not going to do anything differently. I'm not going to do anything differently, which I think comes across as them not really being on the same page. But I also think that if you're Kirk Cousins and your coach is saying, hey, man, if you throw an interception, then that's okay if you were being aggressive. Okay, well, let's see Mike Zimmer's face after the interception actually happens, right? Because last week, they were very close to throwing an interception that could have lost them the game, but Darnell Savage dropped the ball on the way down. So it is always a balance of aggressiveness. I think that the temperature has not been quite right for Kirk Cousins at any point. That last week, he got away with some of those throws, but should have thrown two interceptions. But previously this year, it was any third down and eight, you're throwing a 3-yard pass to the fullback. So I think that Cousins has always struggled to find this balance. And against San Francisco, there will be opportunities. The only problem is San Francisco's got one of the great pass rushers on earth in Nick Bosa. The last time they faced a guy of his caliber was Myles Garrett, and he ate the game plan up. And the last time they were in San Francisco, the Vikings offense struggled because they were able to pressure Cousins. So it'll be very interesting to see, because this game is so huge for the playoffs for them. And it's really all on Cousins' shoulders. Like, the defense is going to struggle at times throughout this game, but the offense is healthy and Cousins will have his opportunity here. And if this is a game that he wins and they're in this very pristine playoff position, sure. I think you're talking about Cousins maybe changing the narrative about him, that he's just sort of a guy who can only get you so far.
Speaking of pass protection, will Kirk Cousins be under Garrett Bradbury or Mason Cole Sunday?
I don't know. and it's very interesting because, you know, I've made the joke before that, you know, the Vikings will always galaxy brain themselves into something of like, what if we move this guy to this position and do this, and then it will solve everything. Last week, Mason Cole got destroyed by Kenny Clark, just as Garrett Bradbury would have if he had been under center. They just don't have great personnel options here. Now, I think that there's a possibility they move one of those two guys to play right guard, which could be an upgrade because Ole Udo has struggled a lot. But if you think that sliding this guy over here or moving this guy in, like, the Arizona Cardinals gave up Mason Cole for a 6th-round draft pick. I mean, this isn't like the next Jeff Christie that they're giving you or something like that. I mean, this was a fill-in type of player who played on basically the same level you would have expected from Garrett Bradbury. So this is a long way of saying, I'm not sure that it matters, that you're going to struggle to protect Kirk Cousins against the interior pass rush of San Francisco. It's all about how he deals with it and how Clint Kubiak deals with it, knowing that that's going to be a problem.
Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. I love what you've done with your website. Also love the participation of Brian Murphy. You turned him loose in Southern California. Will we get a repeat performance from Brian Murphy in Northern California?
I'm not sure that his body could handle two of those California trips.
Murphy, I don't know whose body could handle it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He will be writing after the game, though. Every Monday morning, we get the Monday Morning Murph podcast and his article. So you can look forward to that.
How do people get Purple Insider, Matthew?
Oh, you can go to purpleinsider.com and sign up for the newsletter there, or just read the site. And also, wherever you get your podcast, just type in Purple Insider and you will have Vikings talk in your brain every day.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. Say hi to Sloan and all the best this weekend.
I will do that. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thanks for having me as always.
You bet. That's Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. His appearance brought to us by Farmers Kitchen and Bar, owned by the family farmers of Minnesota Farmers Union. 249 News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.